1027 Breakfast.
Every Thursday morning we have Reverend Sona in the studio to give us some words of wisdom. Good morning, Sona.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm very good, thanks, and you?
Well, it's midway through August, it's going to get warmer, and I see all things positive.
And I see all the blossoms coming out.
Oh, beautiful. Is it not the best time of the year?
It is. So today I want to look at how, if we start our day a little differently, and we may have a much better day. And I'm basing this on two incidents in the past week. Last week, as I drove in here to spend time with you and all the morning show, it was before 6:30 in the morning. There was an accident blocking my lane on the corner of Malibongwe and Witkoppen.
Yes, I remember.
I was absolutely amazed how no one would let me in. I wasn't changing lanes for fun. There was an ambulance and cars in my lane. Mm. People in the other lane were driving bumper to bumper, almost bumping into each other, so you couldn't even sneak in and perhaps delay them by 1 minute. As I watched, I looked at how unhappy they all looked. And Bunny made a comment, which I found fascinating. She said, imagine what type of day they're going to have if they start so early in the morning, being so stressed.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about the poor people around them at work. I wouldn't have wanted to be around them. Then on this past Tuesday, I was called in at 5 a.m. to go and give last rites to a friend and parishioner. And that's a really deep, sacred space to be in. As I was leaving the Olivedale, it was probably 6:45. All the nurses were arriving for the shift change. And again, no one would let them in.
Sure.
Now, one would think you would let nurses in. It might be your loved one in hospital. It could even be you one day.
Mm.
So I came out of this deeply sacred moment, as this person makes a transition from this life to the next, into anger, stress, impatience, raised blood pressure, hooting. And I wanted to actually stop everyone and say, today's not guaranteed for everyone.
Mm.
Pause, breathe, be grateful, be kind.
Mm.
So today I thought, let's look at ways we can start our days in a better space and perhaps have a better morning so we're more relaxed in the traffic and have a much better day. And the first thing for me is how you wake up. I set my alarm a little earlier, I don't know about you, so I can snuggle up. While I snuggle, I pray and I think of the day ahead, and I'm grateful I have a new day. I think of possibilities of good things, and I even think, what will happen that's good that I'm not expecting?
Mm.
And I do believe that if you expect them, the good things come your way. But perhaps most importantly, I greet everyone, human and animal, with a smile. And believe it or not, whether you are genuinely smiling, I am because I'm a morning person, but even if your smile is not genuine and you force yourself to smile, it has major benefits for you and for everyone around you. It elevates your mood. So if you're feeling down, the physical act of smiling has been shown to lift your mood. By adopting a smile, you can trick your mind into entering a state of happiness. It doesn't matter if it's genuine or not. A simple smile, even a forced one, can trigger the release of neuropeptides that improves neural communication. It triggers the release of neurotransmitters such as dopamine and serotonin. It triggers the release of endorphins. All of these make us feel good and have been shown to lower blood pressure, something definitely needed in the traffic in the morning, and they reduce pain, boost our immune system. It makes us more attractive and it's contagious. So wherever you are right now, smile. Whether you like it or not, whether you're feeling like smiling or not, smile. And when you wake up tomorrow, smile. It may shock your spouse, but do it anyway. I want to hear how everyone is smiling in the traffic today, and let's have a much better experience in the traffic and a much, much better day.
I think those are fine, fine words. And Joburg traffic, I often sit there and think to myself, just let the person in. Let me in. I'll let you in. We'll smile at each other and we'll go about our day.
Absolutely.
And if you can bring that to the rest of your day, I think that'll make you feel better as well. Good words. Sona, of course, back on Sunday morning between 6 and 8:30, and she'll be in our socials this morning from 9 o'clock as well. Thanks very much for joining us, and have a wonderful, smiling day.
Thank you.
Good morning. It's Hot 1027 Breakfast.
Hot 1027 Breakfast with Airlink.
Wake the fun up with Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Airlink, connecting Southern Africa.